Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another summer minicast from Away with Words. We're still on summer hiatus. As you're listening to this, we're probably reading books on the beach or listening to books on our iPods while we do the gardening or clean out the utility room. Jeannie in Wisconsin does the same thing. Books for her are a serious matter. Some people wouldn't be caught without the season's latest fashions, and others never leave home without their asthma inhaler. But the one thing Jeannie fears most is being caught without a book.
Hello, this is Jeannie from the very top of Wisconsin, up by Lake
Superior. Oh, I thought you were saying from the top of the world. I was like, how's Santa?
Yes, yes. Well, I'm a brand new listener. I just discovered you 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I love the show. And I have developed a new phobia that I don't think anybody has a word for. And so I'm counting on you to either find a word for it or invent one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Now, my phobia is this, and I've been joking with some of my librarian friends about it for a few years now. I am just terrified of being caught on a long driving trip without an audiobook. Now, there probably was an older variation, probably for centuries of this, of people who were afraid to be caught without a book to read.
Right.
You
right.
know, I mean, if you're caught in a waiting room or on a plane or a train. I mean, a plane is a few hours. A train is a few days.
Right. Or a bathroom without a basket full of magazines.
Oh,
you're
absolutely.
In...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the Sunday funnies for me. I mean, you just can't do it without something to read. And I'm wondering if there is a word for a phobia of being, you know, the overall umbrella term would be being caught without something to read. But on a driving trip, the radio stations fade in and fade out. And I just need that escape of a book to listen to. But I've gotten to the point that if I had to go on a driving trip without a book, I don't know what I'd do. I don't think I could live.
Wow. So you have this morbid fear of being
being caught without an audiobook, and my librarians have been laughing at me. I said, oh, no, I think I'd get the shakes. And then, of course, that means I'm an addict, so if these were withdrawn, I'd...
Well, did it ever happen to you that you accidentally ran off without your audiobooks?
Oh, no. I always...
You would turn around and go home.
And if I was starting to run low, then I'd listen, you know, just a little at a time and then take a break and kind of...
Oh, geez.
Ease them out toward the end, but...
Sure.
Well, Jeannie, first of all, I would tell you that you're not alone.
I'm sure there must be other people who spend time in the car. But then, of course, I've gotten so hooked now. I've got one going in the kitchen, one going in the car, and one going in my workshop out in the garage.
Sure.
Well, you know, if you're riding or like in a train, well, on a train, of course, I take a second book because I don't want to, if I happen to finish the first book, then I have a backup. That's a security blanket. But when you're using, you need to use your hands and your eyes. There are people who scoff at people who listen to audiobooks instead of reading them, but you can't read when you're driving,
and you can't
read when you're washing the dishes, and you can't read when you're doing artwork, which my artwork's kind of repetitive. And
okay, well
and so I need that. I need something to occupy my mind, to entertain me. But I don't think there's a word for people who are afraid to read without their book or their audio.
Oh,
right.
But we're going to fix that. We're going to straighten that right out.
Oh, we
are? I thought you would. I knew I could count on you.
We're going to come up with something. Or if we can't come up with something decent, we're going to put the call out.
Right. Your listeners will.
Because naming your problem is the first step to solving it.
But I don't want to solve it.
You don't want to solve it. Right. Okay. Well, great.
How about this? Missabookophobia.
miss a book of phobia. And that would cover whether it's an audiobook or a...
Yeah,
I guess it would.
Maybe.
Well, now, there is a kind of jokey term that I've seen, abibliophobia.
Abibliophobia. The A meaning no,
not,
negative,
yeah.
And not.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's the problem with a lot of those Greek-based terms is they just don't sound so cool once
they
you...
They don't come off the sound very well,
No, or lack of book of phobia.
Lack of book of phobia. Wait, this is like someplace in Wisconsin, doesn't it?
Really, I think maybe there is a town.
There's a lake there, I heard.
No. Yeah, I like that. Lack of book of phobia.
I think that he's got it.
Really?
How simple this was.
A simple phone call has solved my...
I tell you what. Let's don't close the contest yet. Let's just put this out. As I say, we're going to put the red lights on and get them flashing, and we're going to turn on the sirens, and we'll see if somebody can come up with something better than that. I'd hate for you to settle on something and then later decide that you didn't have enough choices, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much. You've made me feel so much better now.
It was a delight to take your call, Jeannie.
Well, thanks a lot. And I am going to... You have now a very dedicated listener.
That's brilliant. Awesome. Martha,
even
you have
a fan. Even more so now I know you personally.
Okay.
Take care of yourself, Jeannie.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Happy trails.
All right. So maybe misobookophobia and lackabookophobia aren't really going to cut it. So the sirens are indeed blaring and the lights are definitely flashing, which means we're putting out the call for a word that, in a nutshell, means to be caught without a book to read or to listen to. In other words, what would you call the condition of being bookless? You can leave your coinages on our website at waywardradio.org or call us with them at 1-877-WAYWARD. That's 1-877-929-9673. Of course, we'll always take your emails at words@waywardradio.org. And that's all for this summer minicast. You can hear past shows for free on our website, as well as talk with other listeners about our topics. The forums are hopping, even in the summer, as we post links to interesting language-related news from around the globe. For Away With Words, I'm Grant Barrett.
Support for Away With Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com.